This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Monday, June 16th, 2008. I'm Caleb Brown. There is at least one bright spot for the presidential candidates on how they would tax and spend. Both Obama and McCain say they want to lower taxes on most Americans. But it's how they do it and what they do to everyone else where McCain and Obama diverge. Chris Edwards, the Cato Institute's Director of Tax Policy Studies, comments.
Well, the first thing to note, it's interesting that both candidates have come out with substantial tax-cutting plans. It shows the strengths of the theme of tax-cutting in presidential campaigns. The Republican Party, certainly over the last 15 years, has put tax cuts at the center of its public policy proposals, and the Democrats certainly use the same kind of rhetoric that Republicans do, that every family needs a tax cut. So that's good for taxpayers in America, but there is some pretty stark differences between the Obama and McCain approach to tax cuts.
What do you see as the problems with the Obama plan?
Well, the main problem with Obama is that most of his plans are most of his tax cut ideas, they're narrow giveaways, they're complex, they favor certain Americans at the expense of other people, and there's these strange contradictions in his tax plans. McCain, on the other hand, has very broad-based tax reductions. He wants to cut the tax rate for all corporations. He doesn't want to play favorites between different types of companies, as Obama does. And so his are very broad-based tax cuts.
Obama suggests that he would simplify the process of filing taxes for most Americans.
Well, that's true. But on the other hand, he would add a lot of new micromanagement tax credits to the code. For example, he has a new payroll tax credit for a certain, as he calls them, working families. He wants to expand the child and dependent care credit. He has these complicated corporate tax proposals. He has something called the Patriot Employment Act, where he wants to give special tax credits to certain companies if they increase employment in certain ways, or they pay certain wages that he thinks are decent and high wages. He will give the company credits. Those are the type of micromanagements, frankly, that we don't need.
Something that struck me about Obama talking taxes in one of the debates, he said that he would increase the capital gains tax, and the only rationale that he had offered was in the name of fairness.
Right. Well, the thing that critics like Obama don't understand is that capital gains at the individual level, the proper rate, frankly, should be zero, because that income is already taxed at the corporate level. Individual capital gains is simply a reflection of future expected corporate earnings, which are taxed at the corporate level. So the individual capital gains represent double taxation. The proper tax rate is zero. You know, the other thing that's interesting about capital gains taxes is that President Clinton cut the capital gains rate in 1997 from 28 to 20. Federal revenues increased substantially in subsequent years. In 2003, the Republicans cut the rate from 20 to 15. Again, federal revenues increased. So Mr. Obama's increase of the capital gains tax probably will not increase federal revenues at all.
John McCain wouldn't eliminate the capital gains tax.
No, McCain's promised to extend all the Bush tax cuts, including the lower 15% capital gains tax rate and the 15% dividend tax rate. And again, McCain's proposals are generally supply-side, pro-growth oriented. He doesn't pick and choose. Every corporation would get the corporate tax cut. Every business would be able to expense their investments, which means immediately write off their new investments. So these are broad-based cuts that are fair, frankly, because there's equality here. Everyone would get the same benefits.
Obama said he would target offshore tax havens and the abuse of tax shelters. Is that sort of a red herring? What does that mean?
Well, exactly. It's a red herring. This has become a Democratic Party mantra to complain about corporate tax loopholes and the like. And Obama claims there's a $350 billion tax gap from supposed corporate tax evasion. That is simply not true. The $350 billion refers to an official government estimate of all tax evasion in the United States. And most of that, frankly, is individual and small business. It is not big corporations who do most of the tax evasion. And frankly, the idea that there's this whole long list of special interest corporate giveaways is a red herring. That is that most corporations pay an enormous burden of tax. And, you know, to the extent that there is avoidance and evasion, the solution is to lower the overall rate.
Chris Edwards is Director of Tax Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. This is the Cato Daily Podcast. You can read more on tax policy at cato.org.